show, you can bring up whatever you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, as usual, it is Ian.
And Guard.
And Mark.
Gardner Goldsmith sitting in the third man chair tonight. And good to have you back, Guard.
Great to be back, Ian. Thank you very much for the invite.
Have you, you didn't quit your job. You were removed from your former radio station you were working at under relatively good terms.
Pretty decent terms. You know, they needed to increase efficiency there.
Apparently. If you haven't been fired, you're not in radio. And hell, I've been fired from this show before.
We had you on from the Liberty Forum.
Yeah.
You were one of the other speakers there, and I think you were kind of like the MC of the event.
Yeah,
and
I was always in the forums, always in the forums.
We had you there, and we had you on for about a half an hour at that point. But have you actually done a full long-form show since you got off the air?
Not with you guys. No long-form show at all. No,
good.
Not at all. So this is it. I've been doing stuff at home in my own studio, cutting some MP3s for the Liberty Conspiracy website.
It's not the same way, you know. It's not the same when you don't have that open mic in front of you.
No.
And you know that your voice is reverberating amongst various different car radios and that sort of thing around the country. It's
exactly.
Just not the same.
You're starting a spontaneous conversation, not only with the people in the room here in your studios, but the people tuning in on the radio and on the internet as well. It's totally different. And it's great, too, because you know those people who are listening have their brains functioning and they're really moving.
Yeah, well, we talked about that recently on the show. You know, the difference between how active your brain is when you're listening to something versus watching, for instance, on television.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you're just mind-numbed in comparison to radio.
Absolutely.
It's much more interesting to your brain when you're listening.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I've actually learned more from listening to things. There's a whole series of tapes that were created by a bunch of libertarians a number of years ago called Knowledge Products tapes. They're no longer being made, but you get them. You used to be able to get them through laissez-faire books. And after I got out of school, I was badly injured. And I started buying these tapes. They had Charlton Heston narrating, the great philosophers. And they had all these different things. And George H. Smith, who's a pretty famous libertarian historian, he wrote a lot of the text for these things. And they are great. I'm starting to put them on CD and listen to them now. And I realize that's the best way for me to learn is to listen. Even when I read, I don't learn as well.
Well, you know, it's useful. And people are different types of learners. You know, the kinetic learning, auditory, and I don't remember. What's it? Visual, I guess, is the other one.
That makes sense.
So that's probably a factor there as well. But also, listening is such a valuable way to learn because you can do it while you do other things.
That's it.
True, if you're really busy at other things, you may not listen as well. But nonetheless,
you can always play it back.
Right.
True.
And if you're somebody who's got a half an hour drive to work, or like you used to, an hour and a half drive or whatever.
It was a nightmare.
I mean, that's just one way. Then you get another hour and a half on the way back.
Yeah.
If all you're doing is numbing your mind with music, the top 40 station, you're not actually doing anything as productive as you could be.
You got it. Absolutely right.
So that's why a lot of people listen to Free Talk Live, or they'll listen to lectures or whatever it is they can fill their ears with at that time.
Yeah, I was just in the car. I was just listening to Tom DiLorenzo talking about his book, The Real Lincoln. And,
I've heard that's excellent.
Oh, he's awesome. I was just reading his book, How Capitalism Saved America. And, it's just great to see somebody talking about, Lincoln is not the paragon of virtue, as everybody says. Lincoln, who, instituted a draft, an unconstitutional income tax, was an incredible mercantilist and bought land and got the Transcontinental Railroad started in Illinois at the land that he bought.
Coincidence?
Gee, amazing.
Can't imagine.
It's incredible.
You know, they hung Lincoln here in Keene recently. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah.
Effigy of
yes, they did.
Honest Abe?
Yeah.
All
right. They did it right out of the central square, sort of the center of downtown Keene. And they had apparently a number of people. We were doing the show, so we couldn't show up for it, but a number of people showed up, and they read him. I guess they read off a list of a number of the things you just mentioned, all the terrible things he did, and then they hung him. So
that's
so it's awesome. Something that's going on here in the state.
Well,
you know, we got to run to the phones.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me here, man. I appreciate it.
Tim in Illinois, you're on the line with Ian Gardner. And roll up your window, please, Tim.
Tim. Sorry.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, what's going on? I'd be lost without Free Talk Live.
Oh, glad you're listening, man.
What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, I'm just calling to talk about our poor friend Don from Saturday night.
Well, we need to recap on old Don, especially for Gard and all the other listeners that that might not have tuned in for that episode.
And Mark, me, I just say? Barely remember.
Well, I was going to say, how would you describe old Don?
Don's an old Korean War vet. He's, what, early 70s, I'd say?
65, I think he said. He was 72, didn't he?
Little gruff.
Probably 72.
He's still of the opinion that all the wars that America, that the United States has fought in, were all good wars because those are the ones we fought in, and all those young men who died in those wars are good Americans because they died in those wars.
Right, that sort of mythology,
fighting for freedom, and that kind of thing.
That sort of common mythology that if America's fighting in a war, it must be for freedom.
Of course, because we're America.
Right, and everything we do is right.
Absolutely,
that's this mentality. This is the kind of guy we were dealing with. So, what did you have to say about him, Tim?
Well, just his stance on immigration, just in general. And
gee,
really,
let me guess, Tim. Does he want to have closed borders?
Exactly.
What a surprise!
And it was just sad. I think you guys should try and get him on once a week so we can all bash on him. I mean, it was pretty good radio.
Well, as you continue, you'll notice, Tim, what happens is we get more callers like Don on our Saturday night show because we just have more radio stations that carry the show live at that time. So it's more likely that just random average Joe American is going to tune into the show on that particular night.
Yeah.
Whereas during our weeknight show, we've got a heavier internet listenership, a heavier podcast listenership. We have a few radio stations on board, but nowhere near as many as our Saturday show. So the best way to get more callers like Don is to call your local radio station and ask them to put Free Talk Live on the air, because the more stations we have, the more great calls we'll get like that. And thank you for the call, Tim. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And, of course, we've got our man Hakeem Draper, the affiliate relations guy now for Free Talk Live, who's on the case. And
he's doing the same thing.
And he's calling radio stations for the show.
Great.
So if you want to go over and help us out with that, head over to local.freetalklive.com. It's a special area we set up on our website for the specific purpose of getting you in touch with your local radio station program directors so you can talk to them and let them know how you feel about this
program. You know, Ian, I was mentioning to Mark before we started this show, and I know I mentioned this to you, after the Liberty Forum and you guys broadcasting live, which, folks, if you didn't see what those guys set up, I mean, they go to such great lengths. They know their technology. They carry the components. They do these things. They get these things set up, and it works. And I just have to reiterate as we begin the program here that I'm so impressed with what you guys have done in being able to create something with Free Talk Live that attracts people to go there and participate while the show's on, when the show's off, put their own opinions in there, get pictures posted. It's a terrific community, and I love it.
You know,
awesome.
On that issue, I was talking with one of our program directors today, Dave Evans, over at WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. He carries the show six nights a week, but he carries only, during the weekdays, he carries only our third hour, and it's delayed an hour.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, a major supporter of the show.
Good.
And he was talking about how his Don Imus contract was running out. He's got the Imus in the Morning show at 6 a.m. And
you know, I think that Imus will actually die on the air.
I don't know. Who's going to go first? Is it Imus or
Larry
Paul Harvey?
King. Oh, yeah, Paul Harvey, man. He's been around.
God, you're right.
You know, I enjoy
Paul
Harvey's
completely
Harvey
recorded, though. He is not live.
Oh, yeah, true.
Oh, I'm sure he's not.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be recorded.
Probably.
Absolutely. You can never count on it. Yeah.
You know, and Paul Harvey is kind of advertorial. You could just splice him together for the rest of time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, true.
You could. You know, it's essentially the same stuff. He'll be pushing that Bose Wave radio until he keels over. You know, page three.
Well, once his son gets old enough, he can probably do Dad's voice.
He's got
sounds
yeah.
Similar.
The tenor is very similar, and I enjoy listening to Paul Harvey sometimes because he'll have a story about something that's kind
he's
of.
He's a great storyteller.
Yeah.
I mean, he wouldn't be where he is today if he weren't great at what he.
And you never find out the end until after the commercial.
Right.
You
know, it's a great. I'm not down in Paul. Not
sure,
down in
you
Paul.
Got it.
Down Imus. His show's awful.
Exactly.
Anyway, I was talking with this program director about getting rid of... he was talking about how he's thinking about getting rid of Imus.
Yes.
He would like to get rid of Imus because the contract's coming up at the end of the week. Mm-hmm. The way radio stations work is they sign an agreement that usually means they have to keep a show on for X amount of months, and they have to give them 90 days out if they want to break their contract. We don't do that to our stations. But in this particular case, I said, Imus is a fossil. That guy doesn't even have a website.
Oh, no, really?
You do a morning show...
Wow.
in America on however many dozens or hundreds of stations, and you don't even have a website to draw your listeners to.
Wow.
Get with it. I mean, it's amazing. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. That's like Larry King saying he's never used the internet before, which he said recently. More on the way. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Today is March 26, 2007, and gold is at $667.50, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $699.21, $344.51 for half ounce, and $172.25 for quarter ounce coins. That's $699.21, $344.51, and $172.25. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I'm Bobby Lightness with today's Car Clinic Minute. Cotton candy at the fair, collector stamps, and bubble gum. Sticky things that are good, but a stuck accelerator is no joyride. When I come back, I'll tell you how to slow things down.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Life in the fast lane. Yep, when your accelerator sticks, you really feel out of control. To get back in the driver's seat, turn off your engine, shift to neutral, and pull off the road. Be aware, power brakes and steering become manual, so stopping and turning require more muscle. Can you drive your car? Depends on the cause. If it's a wedged floor mat, yes. But more likely, it's a broken spring or bind in the throttle linkage, which requires you to slow down and call a tow truck. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring us anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, including archives, an entire year's worth of the show waiting for you right there, front page of the website. You just go and download them. They're free. FreeTalkLive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty, as well as hear and discuss the progress and future of the Free State Project. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. And Gardner Goldsmith sitting in with us, which is always, of course, nice to have you in here. But you're somebody who's kind of an old-school Porkfest guy. You've been to more than one of them, correct?
Well, actually, I was at the one year before last, but I didn't make the one last year. So this one coming up, I got to make up for it because I was really frustrated I didn't make it last year.
I know we're in talks with them about possibly doing another live broadcast since we broadcasted from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. I don't know. I mean, we're going to be out in a campground, so it'll be a little more difficult, but we'll see if we can pull that off.
Man, that would be quite an achievement. It's a blast. I hope people will come.
Yeah, even if it turns out for some reason that we can't do the show live, I still want to go out there just to experience what it's like. And essentially, it's like a big camp out for freedom-oriented people.
It is a camp out. People selling their wares, T-shirts, books, speakers. It's totally great, and you're meeting people who may be coming up to this one of the freest states in the nation.
Does anybody actually show up in a suit to Porkfest?
Actually, sometimes people do.
Be a little unusual.
They speak. The speakers show up.
They speak and then they go away.
Do they quickly change out of those suits? I can't imagine anybody staying any time. I mean, it's a fun
the smart
time,
ones
you know?
Do. The dumb ones stay in their suits and they look really uncomfortable.
What are you going to do?
Speaking of speeches and these sorts of events, of course, as you know, we all attended the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. I think you had the ability to go in and actually see John Stossel speak, right?
Yeah. It was great.
We had to sit outside and do our show.
Oh yeah, that's right.
But I have an article from John Stossel, as a matter of fact, and I think it's going to kick off sort of a bit of a theme tonight.
That's so funny. Just as a coincidence, I just have to say, I got one in front of me.
That's amazing.
Weird.
And so I think it's going to kick off a bit of a theme tonight that has to do with this concept of security and the state. The idea that the state can keep you safe from terrorism, the idea that the state can keep you secure by asking you for your papers at all times. So I know, Gard, you've got a couple of issues here on this. I think, Mark, you might even have something to touch on here. But first, we'll see what John has to say. Fear of terrorism overblown? Politicians and security analysts constantly remind us that a terrorist attack is just a matter of time. Clark Kent Irvin, former Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security and author of Open Target, Where America is Vulnerable to Attack, says we must have tougher security at stadiums, shopping malls, and even schools.
Oh, of course we must.
We also have to watch out for really cheesy names that our parents might give to us, like Clark Kent.
Can you imagine getting shaken down by guards at a shopping mall? You just want to go in and buy a pair of shorts, and they're checking you out with a metal detector? I mean, this would be just totally psycho.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem like it's that far off.
No, it doesn't. It's just a matter of expanding the existing security apparatus that we have from the airports and expanding it out to wherever else they deem appropriate.
If they think that they can invade the purview of private societal domain in peaceful human commerce in the air, getting travel through the air just because the planes go from state to state. Well, then they can say, well, you know, the products that are going into the malls.
They came in on a truck.
They came in and they went over our interstate highways, and so therefore we have a purview here.
This so-called expert says, we can have deterrence measures like police patrols, greater use of bomb-detecting dogs and bomb sensors, other such technologies, random bag searches, which has been going on in New York City for well over a year in the subway.
Yeah.
He says, he told me that, quote, if terrorists see that such measures are in place, they're less likely to strike. Stossel says this seemed illogical to me, and so I was delighted to discover the book Overblown, How Politicians in the Terrorism Industry Inflate National Security Threats and Why We Believe Them. Its author, Ohio State political science professor John Mueller, points out the folly of arming shopping mall guards. He says a terrorist would say, well, if that mall has guards in it, or around it rather, I'll go to the one that doesn't. If you protect one thing, you simply displace the terrorists to a different threat. It's an exercise in futility. Mueller also says the threat to the average American is overblown. He says your chances of being killed at present rates by an international terrorist outside of a war zone is something like 1 in 80,000. It's about the same as being killed by an asteroid.
Yeah, asteroid.
But on September 11th, almost 3,000 people died.
More people die from falling coconuts. Really, people do die every day, every year from falling coconuts.
Mueller replies that 9/11 was not a typical terrorist attack. Terrorists were able to capture four planes and two huge buildings collapsed. He says it's a spectacular exception to what terrorists have been able to do. Sure enough, since 9/11, the biggest terrorist successes have been the bombings of commuter trains in Madrid and a nightclub in Bali. Mm-hmm. The death toll from each attack was about 200 people. Outside of war zones, the amount of destruction is maybe 200 people a year, says Mueller. That's 200 people too many, but it's hardly an existential threat. In the United States, between 300 and 400 people die every year just from drowning in bathtubs. He says there is a terrorism industry. I call it the fear industrial complex, made up of the media, the bureaucracy, business, and politicians. He says politicians notice that when they hype the terrorist threat, people respond favorably. Because for some reason, Americans still believe that despite failure after failure of government, whatever government program you want to look at, there are plenty of failures to be mm-hmm. found. Yeah. Despite failure after failure, they still believe for some reason that government is out there to protect them. And they will be successful.
And the more it fails, the more the bureaucrats can ask for more money because, oh, if they only had more money,
right,
they
would
have done a better job. They're insufficiently funded. Insufficiently funded. And, you know, this is interesting, Ian, because we were talking earlier about Abraham Lincoln and in DiLorenzo's work on Abraham Lincoln mm-hmm. and also in his second to last book on capitalism, he describes how the mercantilist interests went all the way from Alexander Hamilton through Henry Clay through into Abraham Lincoln, and he was really really tied in with certain special interests, and he would impose high tariffs on foreign steel and all sorts of things, and the agricultural interests would get upset. And this is a great example of it. It's mercantilism still in the United States. Certain interests get benefits because if you can gin up fear, well, then you have a whole network of people who will be able to make money out of providing the security apparatus to stop it.
Now, mercantilism is essentially what government involvement
yeah,
in
yeah.
commerce.
Yes, and it's funny because a lot of my friends over in the UK, they confuse capitalism with mm-hmm. mercantilism. Or you know, they think that people who are capitalists are mercantilists. It's business and government, business taking advantage of government, government extorting or basically providing avenues for business to be able to get special favors from government.
It sounds a little fascistic.
Them being together.
Yeah, yeah, it's very fascistic.
How does it differ from fascism?
There isn't much difference from fascism. The application,
like the road towards fascism.
Basically? Yeah, the application is for mercantilism. You'll see a lot of tariffs and things like that on products coming into the country, and so they restrict the consumer's ability to be able to buy. They don't necessarily put restrictions on the companies that are existing in one country.
800-259-9231. More with Stossel on the terrorism threat. Is it overblown? Has it been hyped a little bit too much? Yeah, pretty much. 800-259-9231. That and your calls about anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drill?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-3955. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent, exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at Wachter's.com. That's WACHTERS.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gardner.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free, including the wiki. We've got over 1,200 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to see what I mean by going to wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki, W-I-K-I.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for you and your customers. Treating them with respect, they know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
We're talking about an article from John Stossel, actually, pointing out that this whole fear of terrorism thing that Americans are obsessed with today, maybe it's just a little bit overblown. In fact, according to the author of Overblown, How Politicians and the Terrorism Industry Inflate National Security Threats and Why We Believe Them, there's about a 1 in 80,000 chance that anyone in internationally will die from terrorism. I'd say that number is even higher as far as the number, the 80,000 number. It's a lower chance of dying if you're actually here in America.
I would agree with you, absolutely. You can't really combine those statistics, particularly if you don't even know how they were reading some of those stats. You could look at terrorism in Iraq as being terrorism, and yet, you know, it's really a war zone down there. So what do you consider war versus terror?
Yeah. And now he's pointing out that...
what exactly is terror?
Well, yeah. It's whatever the government says it is, apparently. And, I mean, there was a guy that was charged for shooting the... charged under the Patriot Act for shooting a laser up at a laser pointer up at the helicopter a few years ago. He got terrorism charges for that. I mean, there have been kids that have been brought up on terrorism charges, or threatened at least to have been brought up on terrorism charges for doing something at school that was fairly innocuous, things that have been done in the past.
Now, I got to tell you, Ian, I find that very suspicious, because do kids really do anything in school anymore?
make terroristic threats.
Yes,
I guess that's all they do. But as he's pointing out, there are certain people that benefit from all this terror scariness, including the media, the bureaucracy, certain businesses, and politicians, of course. He says that politicians notice that when they hype the terrorist threat, people respond favorably. Then the bureaucracy hypes terrorism in order to justify its pork. Terror porn is what economist Veronica DeRuggie calls it. Why porn? Because porn sells, and terrorism sells even better. She says it's great for politicians. They can campaign on the fact that they're protecting us. They can also campaign on the fact that they're bringing more money to their states. Unfortunately, her wording's a little bit wrong. It's not a fact that they're protecting us.
Yes.
That's just what they campaign
on. The claim
on.
That they're protecting us.
Right. That's what this allows them to do. Not only does the terrorism scare allow them to make that claim, but also any sort of political war. You know, Randall Bourne, I think, is the famous quote, war is the health of the state.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just regular war, just conflict, soldiers kind of war, but also the war on drugs is also the health of the state.
Yeah.
This so-called war on terror is definitely the health of the state, as is the new war on immigration. All of these things
give
politicians the excuse to get behind a podium and say, elect me and I'll change everything.
So, you know, Ian, don't let me pull you away from that article too long, but I have to tell you, I'm working on the last part of this book that I'm going to be publishing soon. And the article on which I'm writing right now is sort of an analysis of Lockean natural rights theory and the idea that the only legitimate government is that which is formed to protect us from encroachments on our rights by people who live inside that state
mm-hmm.
and people who live outside that state.
Well, that's what... But fans of the small government concept subscribe to.
Exactly. The problem, and we'll get to this reflects one of the major problems with that, and I'll address that first, I guess. I'll go in reverse order, because what happens is you have a vested interest for the state to then promote threats, the ideas of threats. And you can never, as Murray Rothbard wrote, I think, in For New Liberty, you have no market mechanism feedback for people voluntarily giving their money up for protection.
Right.
You're
either protected or you get thrown in a jail.
Right.
Cell.
How much protection is enough? How much is not enough? You don't know unless you have a free market. And if even under the Lockean government paradigm, the inefficiencies arise in the very rationale for what he says establishes a just government, an appropriate government. And I think it's a fascinating thing. The other thing about Locke that I'll just mention real quick is Locke says that you have to give up a portion of your property in order to protect your property. And at one point he says it has to be your choice. And by your choice, I mean the choice of the majority. Which, of course, is completely contradictory.
Yeah, that doesn't make
any
sense.
We'll talk about that later, yeah.
Right.
But this is a great example. You know, with Stossel's article there is terrific. What was that book you mentioned again?
Overblown. It's a long title. How Politicians and the Terrorism Industry Inflate National Security Threats and Why We Believe Them. The author is John Mueller, Mueller. Continuing with the story here. Lots of small towns do get absurd grants for Homeland Security. Lake County, Tennessee, a rural county with only 8,000 people, got nearly $200,000 in Homeland Security money. Lake County Mayor Macy Robertson told us, smiling, "I don't know that the terrorists will come, but I don't know they won't come." At least he didn't do what Columbus, Ohio did, spend it on bulletproof vests for police dogs. Irvin concedes that some security money is wasted, but still says we need to spend more. He says, quote, this is the guy who's agitating for more security and that
yeah.
sort of thing. He says, it's very important to reassure the American people that our government is doing everything it can to protect them. If we do that, we'll have succeeded in denying terrorists a major victory.
Okay.
No, says Stossel, the opposite is true. It's overreacting that would give them a victory.
I mean, really, if what they say about the terrorists is true, and
right.
I don't know whether I believe all of it. That
way they want to destroy our way of life?
Yeah, you know, the terrorists hate our freedoms. They hate Britney Spears. They hate Coca-Cola. They hate
yeah.
all our cars we're driving
right.
around. They hate everything about America.
Right.
They hate what our freedom has brought us. I don't think that's true. I think that they, in fact, hate... You know,
interventions.
Right.
And, yeah.
Us going over there and, you know, getting involved in their politics and killing their people.
Right.
But if what they say is true, they're winning. Because we waste time and therefore money on being shook down by the TSA agents and whatever
Absolutely.
Other government involvement is. So therefore, we're getting less of our Cokes and cars. And
We're losing little battles to them every day.
And they're also getting our freedoms.
And that's
if this is what our freedom has wrought us, then, you know, now they're looking in our emails. We're paying them to look in our emails.
That's right.
That's why I say the government, the real terrorists. Anyway, Stossel points out, of course, terrorism is a real threat, but fear kills people, too. A University of Michigan study found that an additional 1,000 Americans died in car accidents in the 3 months after September 11th because they were afraid to fly. We need to keep risk in perspective. Quote, we have had dark moments in our history, far darker moments than those we face today, says the RAND Corporation's Brian Michael Jenkins. After studying terrorism for 40 years, he likes to remind people, quote, we've come through wars, plagues, pandemics. The response to terrorism cannot be diving under the kitchen table and living in a state of fear. And that's exactly what the terrorists are attempting to create. But it's not the terrorists necessarily that are attempting to create that. It's the government. It's the government taking away your freedom and doing it with your consent. Because if the American people would just simply say, no, we're not going to stand for this anymore, then all of their power would just go away.
And they can do it because they can meet these politicians. They can see them on TV. They can go to places where the politicians are appearing. The politicians need people to support them.
The government.
And if people stand up. Exactly. And the government is composed of the politicians and the bureaucrats that they appoint.
That's correct.
And their longevity only lasts as long as the American people are ignorant of economics and the concepts of individual liberty.
Another way to put that would be that their longevity only lasts as long as the legitimacy of government. Because government crumbles. As soon as the legitimacy is gone from government, it's almost destroyed in an instant.
Absolutely.
And so that one of the things I'm trying to do with this show is help destroy that legitimacy.
You know, Ian, this particular book, and I also was going to ask you if you could mention the name of that woman from the institute that he mentions at a certain point in his article. But that book, Overblown, is a great example of a guy taking advantage of an opportunity. We used to get these press releases from senators' offices about how they give $43,000 to the Pittsfield Fire Department for terrorism. It's like, Pittsfield? It's got like 3,000 people in it.
It's just another money distribution scheme, distributing stolen funds.
I'm glad somebody caught it.
More on the way. Charles in Wisconsin wants to talk about a cannabis ban. This is your show. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Shocking facts about magnesium. Magnesium deficiency can cause anxiety, asthma, depression, diabetes, fatigue, heart disease, hypertension, insomnia, migraines, osteoporosis, just to name a few. Pesticides and pollution have depleted the soil of magnesium. Processed foods are further stripped of magnesium. Flour loses 80%, polished rice 83%, cornstarch 97%, and white sugar from molasses 99%. Fluoridated water removes all magnesium. So how do we replace the magnesium our bodies so desperately need? Magnesium oil and gel. Magnesium oil and gel absorbs quickly through the skin so there are no gastrointestinal side effects. It comes in several different sizes, so call 877-817-9829 and order yours today. Your body will thank you. Magnesium oil and gel could be the answer you've been looking for. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Magnesium oil and gel. You can be you again.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage
from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by voting for us. And it is a once-a-month sort of thing that we ask you to do. You go to vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute's time. All you need your email address. Very simple process. And it makes a difference because your votes help keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world. In fact, we've been number one all month long.
Right. It's the 26th of the month, and we're still number one.
It's good.
We're only number one by 4 votes, though. And how it's been. We have been in the lead by less than 10 votes for days. So it's like whenever that Potter kid, the Harry Potter podcast out there, whenever he gets some votes, we get some, and it's gotten as close
neck
as two. It really is. It's very it's neck and neck, and normally it's not even worth talking about voting at this time of the month, but we're still number one, and we want to finish out the month
at
number one.
Continue it, man. That is such a great achievement. I love it.
So being number one means that more people will notice the show and then listen to the show.
Sure. They go to Podcast Alley, which is a major podcast spot. They look at the list of, which podcast should I listen to?
There's 30,000 of them.
Right. And all different types, from gardening to music to politics, every category, we're number one on the whole list. So the first thing they see when they look at the list is Free Talk Live, and that really helps promote us.
So we need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com, then send some instant messages out or some emails out to your friends and family members and ask them to go to vote.freetalklive.com, as well as we go to the phones and to the fun. It's Charles in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Guard and Mark.
Hey, guys. I wanted to give you guys an update about the cannabis rally we just had this week again.
Oh, okay.
What's going on?
What happened?
Well, I got down there today. Well, this afternoon I drew up about 6 signs. I got down there. There was probably about 10 people out there. We reached our peak, about 12 signs being broadcast. We took over the intersection, and there was about 24 people there to speak.
Now, where is this happening? This is in Wisconsin. Where at?
Stevens Point.
Now, is this Stevens Point a relatively large area in Wisconsin, or what's the population?
That depends on whether or not school's in session. It usually loses about, decreases half its half in size.
Where would I know this in relation to Milwaukee?
It's directly in central Wisconsin. It's probably about a good 4.5 hours to the northeast.
Right on.
So how many people live there when school is in session?
Ooh, I'm not really sure. I'm not even really sure how many people live here right now. But
so it's not a big city, though.
No, it's not a big city at all. No, Appleton, where I come from, is much bigger.
So I think 12 people turning out for a protest like that
especially on a single issue, is I think that's pretty good. I think that's a decent turnout.
And you know, I think more and more people are starting to be able to network with each other, to use that term in
sure.
sort of a stupid way, but you know, you're starting to get contacts, and I'm sure you guys tuning into Free Talk Live or getting in touch with other people over in Wisconsin, and you can start to really build a momentum that you couldn't do before, could
before
you?
The internet, you mean?
Yeah,
it's amazing. The internet has revolutionized everything. I think it's greater than TV.
I agree with you. Yeah. Now, this is you guys are supporting. Is it a legislative effort in Wisconsin to go for medicinal marijuana? Is that what your issue is?
Well, I think it sprang out of nowhere about 4 weeks ago, because the cops around here just typed up their enforcement. There's 62 busts since winter break ended in January, and it's just getting on people's nerves. And I mean, a lot of people are supporting us. We're getting lots of honks and waves, smiles.
Yeah.
So wait, is this not just for medical marijuana? This is for legalization, period?
They want decriminalization. That's their ideal, decriminalization in the city.
Great. So what are some of the signs saying then that are getting the honks?
Some of the ones I made were "Government owns your body." I have one that says "Freedom is a state of mind" with a big weed pot leaf on it.
Mm-hmm.
College students, are they really that criminal?
Do you guys get into how much money is spent on the policing and how much money is taken because of the fact that it's criminalized? How do you promote this outside of the protests and get more people to agree with you when you argue with them?
Well, we really just started out just protesting. I mean, there's people I know tonight are going to be doing some guerrilla marketing. Students for Sensible Drug Policy is getting organized. And
I'd like to point out something. You use the term argue, Gardner.
Yeah,
and,
argue.
There's
persuade.
An excellent book out there by Michael Cloud, and it's called The Secrets of Libertarian Persuasion. Yeah. I'm actually in the middle of it right now, and I recommend this to anybody that considers themselves a libertarian or liberty mindset. It really outlines some excellent techniques, kind of like verbal jujitsu, essentially, to use on your opponent, if you will, in order to bring them into the fold without arguing with them, without essentially waiting your turn to jibber-jabber at them, and then they
isn't
wait their turn to yell at you.
Isn't Michael the one who came up with the great libertarian flame out, when you have so much stuff stored up and you're ready to sort of blast them and
sounds
you can
like
knock them out,
say,
but then you end up making them feel kind of dumb? I wish you luck in Wisconsin. That's so cool. We've got something big happening in New Hampshire here tomorrow.
Do. Charles, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I've been calling people on that.
Yeah.
It's a medical marijuana issue, but nonetheless, I'll make the calls anyway. And just real quick, back to Michael Cloud. You can get this book at theadvocates.org. It's the Advocates for Self-Government. Great group. We've had them on the air with us before.
Yeah.
Or we've had Sharon Harris from the Advocates.
Yeah,
and it's actually based on an old audio tape set that he had back in the 1990s that I've listened to. And so he sort of took his concepts from the audio tapes and expanded on them a bit and made a book out of it. And it's just tremendous.
Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic. You know, I was thinking about the idea of making calls, as you say, and here in New Hampshire, folks, there are different people in the Free State Project movement. People come up here, and some people just don't want to participate in the government process, and that's their prerogative, and that's fine. Sometimes they just want to protest, and that's cool. But I think something to seriously consider, if all you want to do is protest, is to ask yourself. First I should give the rationale why they don't want to get involved. In they don't want to vote because they don't want their vote to negate somebody else's vote. They don't want to force somebody else to conform to what they say. But I always say, hey, look, if you're voting in a negative to try to prevent people from getting messed around with, you're just trying to prevent somebody from getting harmed. So
right. If you're
not
voting for somebody who's going to represent the freedoms of the person against whom you would be voting.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like stepping in the way of somebody who's going to assault someone. You know, it's like, okay, I'll do that. But the other thing is that people who only want to protest, and protesting is awesome, but they often, you have to think this through, and you say, okay, why are you protesting? And they say, well, I want to change this. I want to bring down this law, or I want to get this changed. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, so what you're doing is you're basically asking people to do that which you will not do yourself, which is vote.
Mm.
So you are, in fact, trying to promote that which you don't like.
It's interesting.
I think they need to really seriously, logically follow it through, because if that were the case, they would not be able to protest either.
I agree, and I've looked at the arguments for not voting. We looked at them a while back on the show, and one of the other arguments is that you're just endorsing the system or you're endorsing the, the violence of the system and all that.
Don't vote, but it only encourages them.
But the argument against that point is that, and I think Lysander Spooner outlines this fairly well.
Awesome.
He points out that it's an anonymous ballot. It's a secret ballot. There's no way to prove that you actually even went in and voted. There's no way to prove that anybody went in and
there's
voted.
There's no way to prove that, in general, that they're even having a legitimate election.
Right. No, there isn't. There's not. So there's no harm, therefore, in participating in this silly little voting system, if there's even a chance that it could make a difference. And I think that what we're seeing happen here in New Hampshire with this whole Free State Project and Liberty Lovers moving in from all over the place with the people with the different tactics. You've got your Russell Cannings.
Sure.
You've got, and then you've got the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, the totally
they're
political
totally
dudes.
Involved, yes.
And I think they're all going to work together very well. It's not a, it doesn't bother me that Russell Canning doesn't want to vote.
No.
He is awesome at what he does,
I
and
agree.
That is he gets his message out there and attacks the issues that he wants to, and he's also awesome at getting other people excited about moving here. So
right.
the civil disobedience crowd is really valuable to that end.
I agree.
Really getting excited. It's hard for somebody who's in California or Arizona or something like that, you know, 2,000 miles away, to get excited about another bill that's been introduced in Congress. So I think that you're going to see the civil disobedience people bringing attention to certain issues. You're
going to
see the political people kind of jumping on those issues and saying, hey, it's not nice to throw that man in jail for, you know, not having a driver's license or whatever. That's what recently happened to Russell.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then passing a law or repealing a law in order to handle that situation.
Yeah.
And so I think you're going to see
It'd be great if they could coordinate their efforts. It'd be fantastic.
I don't know how coordinated necessarily centralized it would be.
I don't think,
it would,
you know, at this point we're talking
fall
about
into place.
You're talking
spontaneously.
About 190 movers for the Free State Project, 450 in-state Free Staters, because there were some in New Hampshire from the beginning.
Yeah.
So, you know, at this, it's working pretty well at this point, and we're doing a pretty good job of holding off the encroachment of the government.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more activity in this state than there ever is in any other state.
That's great.
As soon as we double our numbers, well, heck, in less than 2 years, we should have 1,000 people in the state.
Active people.
And at that point, we'll just have so many, we don't need coordination.
Yeah, you got it.
800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number two is coming up. Also, Gardner has got an update, since we were talking about this whole terrorism security thing, on the terrorism watch list.
Cool.
Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.